Hi everybody. So I'm Serge Coudreau. I present you Morphem. That's how image processing library specialize in mathematical morphology. So I want to be short. So if you have any question at the end, don't hesitate. So a quick overview. I will start to talk about founding concept in the first part. Then I will show you the software development layers. After that, we can go deeper to this layer and go to fundamental notion and go on. So the aim, the goal of this project was at the beginning to improve and expand our whole library. So like a lot of laboratory, at the beginning we have one library per person, so that's not good. Then after that we decide to develop our first library in Lisp, so that's called XLIMM3D. But the problem was we had one version per person, so it's still a big problem. So the origin of change was Rafi, who is here, Rafi and Fizio, and another student, Romain Lauralu, and some researcher. So we see that we need parallel development for more collaborative work, we need to see easily each algorithm, and the most important, the robustness, because as a lot like a lot of laboratory people are very temporary, so the solution of this need was to create a modular things, then a modular library, and reusable as far as possible. And the big solution for robustness was encapsulation. So we have used several tools, like everybody. That's SVN for the modular concept. And we use genericity, like a lot of people, to use to capitalize our development. So I will go further. So, excuse me. So this specification leads to this software layer. So our library have a core C++ layer that's very flexible and a generic algorithmic design. Then there is a C-like layer. This layer is deprecated for a lot of users. You can see this layer like a glue between C++ core layer and a script layer, because we use Boost library to make the Bing to make the Bing Bing and for instance for instantiate type. We need this layer between these both. Then we have the script layer. That's everybody in our laboratory use this layer. This layer is for prototyping quickly and educational purpose, and this is mainly for fast algorithm implementation. Then, for different projects, industrial projects, we have a lot of user graphical interface. So we can go in deeper of this. What were the fundamental notion of this library? So we think that what is an image? An image is a group of different values. So this value can be a scalar, can be a vector, can be a matrix, can be a lot of things. So for this reason, we try to have a very big abstraction of a data type. Then we decide to create another class that's the neighborhood class for structuring an element. So the question was what is a neighborhood? So we decompose a neighborhood by two class. A list of offsets that define how we can iterate on the image, on the neighborhood, and this interface, the neighborhood, that are generic, and we can connect easily these neighbor list to his neighborhood. After that, like the previous say. We develop a generic iterator that works on each basic structure. So you have a simple iterator. If you connect the data type to a simple iterator, you iterate on the image. If you connect the iterator on this neighborhood, you have a neighborhood iterator, and so on. The second step is to define an operator. So we have a big list of basic operators, so like this, max, mean, and so on. So if you combine the data type with a simple iterator, with a specific iterator and an operator, you have your first algorithm. Algorithm. So, for example, data type with a simple iterator gives you plus max operator gives you a maximum, and so on. For if you have a neighborhood iterator with max, you have an im delete step, and so on. The last, this block, the controller control each family. Of algorithms. So, and then you have the last step, a generic function that controls all the process, all the. Oh my. So let's show you a simple example. So you have your generic function that's called imlabel. You can have, then you have several controllers that can be a measure or can be a segmentation intersection. And then you choose a different operator like average, median, area, or whatever. So then when you, and this compose each function for in our library. So as I say before, we have a script layer. Harbin was his Python. So all functions present in the core are present on a Python level. Why? Because we want that researcher can have a lot of tools to implement the algorithm. So keep in mind that the morpheme needs is to have a very general tools to develop a new algorithm to explore some way, and it's not a tool to be quick for different projects. So a student, when he comes on our laboratory at the beginning, start to use a C++ function like imerode that make a sample erosion. Then after that, he start to want to go further, He want to know how the erosion work. So he start to use iterator to see how the algorithm works. Then you have the last step for our student that when they know how they can implement a classic erosion, they go further with this generic operation generic operator. Now I will show you quickly the content of our library. So our specialty is morphological operation. So you have a lot of we focus on this. So we have a lot of function of this. So a brief conclusion. So Morpheme work on 32 bit and 64 bit on Windows, Linux, and OS X. So it's multi-platform. The genericity give us a lot of flexibility for data representation. For example, now we start to work. We have some algorithms that work on hyperspectral images, multispectral, and you can go very further. Moreover, we have a lot of add-ons to work in different ways. So, like we have morphology on graph, morphology on tree, and etc. The problem of genericity on Morpheme is that the coding time, when you go to C++ level, the coding time start to be long. And it's not so funny to debug. Like I say, the performance are not really good. It's a research tool. It's not designed for that. The code size during a compilation, and the code adaptation for temporary personnel that student can go to the C++ layers generally. They go mainly to the Python layer. So to answer to that, we start a new library that name Smile. This library designed by Mathieu Faisal, that's here. And the goal of this library is to create a light genericity specialized in 2D and 3D to accelerate all process for industrial project. So like I said, the all algorithms are optimized as far as possible, and we use parallel programming for this library. So to show a big overview, you have Smile at the center of our library. Smile is free. So actually, it's not available because it's still in development, but soon. Then you have, when you have the core, then you have Morpheme in the upper layer, that proprietary and a research tool to explore a lot of things. And then finally, and in the other end, you have Mamba, another free library, already available and free, to test a lot of things. So some application to have an ID, to have a quick ID. And thank you for your attention. Any questions?
So we have time for like 5 minutes for questions.
I do have one. So you, at the beginning, you said us that one of the problems was that everyone was using their own library, and it seems that your solution was to have multiple layers so that everyone can find the level of abstraction they want. Mm-hmm. But at the end, finally, with too much generosity, you said that too much generosity means it's hard to code and hard to debug. Not so, it lacks some performances. So finally, you get back to some less generosity and more like only 2D and 3D lightweight library. Mm-hmm. So it seems that, well, you're not the only one in this situation. I think I've seen that everywhere. It's always a fight between generosity, being generic, and to hope to code everything in one code, and finally find it's too hard and get back to more simple, less generosity. Do you think finally the direction for the future for you is to have this middle choice, this some generosity but not try to be universal and so keep a smile or this kind of generosity levels?
I don't think so. I think we keep this level because a lot of generosity permit to us to explore. Things that we can't imagine, like for example, actually you can you have a lot of Kinect is an, and you have a free RGB image and the deep, so you have a sort of 4D image, but it's not exactly. So this is a new type. This is a new type. So Morpheme can easily, if you design this type, you can easily connect to Morpheme and explore a lot of things. So.
I'm working with Serge. The idea is to have at the same time something that is very versatile, which has a number of functions and is a tool of research, so we can explore new data, new kind of data and so on, and new algorithm. But at the same time, we have the needs to sometimes to implement that something that we found in an article and so on. And with a very small library, it's easier for people. Most of the people at our laboratory is working for 1 year to 3 years. They don't have the time to have the learning curve of for Morpheme is very high. So we are a small library. You just need a pointer and few access to X, Y, and Z, and that's it. So you can plug very easily. The new library. So it we try to answer to two big questions, big library with a lot of functionality and at the same time a small one. And the small one, in fact, is not a library in the sense of C++. It's a kind of template library. So we can plug this, you can, in your own project, use that template library, in fact, in the include file in your project. That's the way that we are using it in Morpheme for specialization of few methods and also in other library for replace the engine inside. Okay.
Well, let's thank again the speaker and give the word to